song right here. I haven't done it in a while, but I love doing this song, Peace in the Valley.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Sad day when the rocks have to cry out how great God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Bless you, Brother Danny. Thank you for the songs.
Thank you.
I thought about that song he sung, "There'll Be Peace in the Valley for Me." I was going home from work one day. Like many days, I had a bad day at work. I was having me a little pity party, Brenda. I'm driving home thinking, Lord, if you love me, why did I struggle so hard today? Is that right? Bonnie?
Debbie.
Brother, right? Debbie, I'm driving home from our boundaries. They done, I mean, run me like a dish rag. And I'm going home like a whipped pup. I'm getting ready to cross the railroad tracks right there on the bypass right there in Glasgow, Kentucky. And I'm kind of like Jonah. I thought I had a right to be mad. I do well to be angry. And I thought, Lord, why'd you allow that to befall me today, all that trouble? Heck, right about that time on the radio, there was a woman called in. And she was a winking. And she said, I'm a millionaire, several times over. Mm. She said, I'll give every penny of it for one night's peace. I thought, my day ain't been that bad. And I realized, Brenda, that's how rich I was. I mean, it ain't like you can go to your neighbor and say, I need to borrow some peace. It ain't like you can go to the bank and say, I need to take out a loan on some peace. There's only one that can give peace, amen.
That's right.
And I'm glad, praise God, I was rich, and I realized that day wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I went the rest of the way home rejoicing, like any saved child of God or to, amen. I appreciate Brother Danny singing those two songs, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we got a few out, but we got a few new ones. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, this is a little church. I know it is. I'm a little preacher. I know I am. But we're growing. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think I'm going to get no bigger, but I'm going to watch y'all get bigger, praise God. Get a little bit willing. Amen. I know every work of God's a big work. There ain't no little works. You can be opening up your Bible to Matthew chapter 8. And we'll do our best to deliver this message. God gave us this message last night. And we was going to prayer meeting last night. And I must admit, I was aiming to do just like I said last Sunday. Preach that other message. And I told you I had two messages on my heart. And I didn't know which one to go with. And thank y'all for praying for me. And I preached on it's just not worth it. And I felt pretty good that it was exactly what the Lord wanted. And Mark chapter 4. It's mentioned in both of these Gospels, but we want to take our text out of Mark chapter 4. I said Matthew chapter 8. The same context is mentioned in both of these Gospels, and even in Luke also. Mark 8 and Luke 8 also. But we're going to take our text this morning out of Mark chapter 4. And we'll start reading in verse number 35. And the Bible says in Mark 4 verse 35, "And the same day, when the eve was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to go to God in prayer right now. And I'm going to preach today a message God gave me last night. And we're going to title this message, Jesus on Board. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the rain. We thank you for this beautiful day.
Yes.
You've given us to gather in your house. We thank you, Lord, for the business, Father. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. We just want to give you praise and glory, the good yes. singing, Lord. Lord, the good opportunity afforded us to worship you today. Help us, Lord, today. Thank you for the good word of God. Lord, open our eyes today. Open our ears today. Warm our hearts today. I pray for fellowship today with you here in church. We know, Lord, there's a lot of big works. We're not jealous at all, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, to have anything to do for the glory of God.
Yes.
Bless this little work. Help it to be as big as it can be for the glory of God. And all these things, we ask your blessed will. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're preaching today on Jesus on Board. Now, Jesus has just gave several parables. And he explained these parables to his disciples. Verse 34 says, he's chosen 12 in Mark chapter 3. He's healed a withered hand. He's been ridiculed. He's cast out devils. Man, he's healed. He's fed. He's done all kind of things. And now we got Jesus, and he's getting in a boat. Mm-hmm. And he tells them, before they get in the boat, let's pass over to the other side. I'd kind of like to preach on those lines right there. I'm glad I'm going to the other side.
Amen.
And they may have had a little trouble, but they made it to the other side. Amen. Yeah. I know one thing in this life, we are going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Your troubles compared to mine might be bigger. Mine compared to yours might seem bigger. But make no mistake about it, in this world we're going to have tribulation.
Yeah.
We're going to have trouble. This ain't home. There's a devil down here. He don't like you. He hates you. A matter of fact, he wants his best sift you like wheat. He wants his best to get you to give up and quit living for God.
Amen.
Quit loving the Lord. I'll just tell that devil right now, I've gone too far to turn back now.
Amen.
Man, I've been saved 31 wonderful years. I may not have understood it all back when I first got started. But it's a whole lot more clear today than it was today. But praise God, I stood up at Bethel Baptist Church and said, I want to thank the Lord for saving an old drunk named Eddie Wade. I tell you right now, a lot of waters went under the bridge. But praise God, he's been with me every step of the way. I'm glad I got Jesus on board.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you're saved today, you want to say praise God?
Yeah.
I'm glad I got Jesus on board. Amen.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, the world, they don't understand that. They say, what do you mean?
No.
I'm glad I understand what that means.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man, I pillow my head tonight. I sleep like a baby. They come one day, I tell you, I just sleep like a baby.
That's right. That's
my
right.
wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal.
That's right.
She said, I'm out your aisle. Well, I've been married to that woman 44 years.
That's right.
I know when it's time to go to the back barn. Amen. Anyway, they're sailing, and they're sailing with Jesus, and yet they're sailing without him.
Yeah.
I'll explain that here in a minute.
Yeah.
Now, most Baptists practice this same fellowship with Jesus. They've got him on board.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like they're asking him for any help. Brother Danny, these are seasoned sailors. It's not like this is their first rodeo. I mean, they know what to do. These men have been fishermen all their life. They've been on the water all their life. They're not expecting anything, Brother Mitchell, that they can't have.
That's right.
I got a feeling this was all planned, but I don't know. I'm going to preach this as the Lord gave it to me. But you know, a lot of Baptists, they've got what they call a spare tire religion. That means they only get Jesus out when they need him.
Yeah.
But at least,
right.
Sister Brenda, at least they had him on board. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be terrible to have a storm come up. Brother Jerry picked up that song, Unclouded Day. It may have been an unclouded day when they left the shore.
That's right.
I thought about that when he picked that song, Unclouded Day. I thought probably wasn't a cloud in the sky. They said, let's sail. Yeah, let's go. And anyway, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you can't see nothing for the clouds. But anyway, they may have handled a lot of situations, but this was one I believe it was sent to show them their need of Jesus. But you know what? A lot of people underestimate their God. They underestimate what the Lord can do. And they make a mistake of thinking they can do things without the Lord. And I'm pretty sure these men need to learn how much they needed the Lord, even in sailing and them being sailors. And you know what? They had on board one so great, one so wonderful, one so able, one so willing, and yet we seldom ever involve him in our journey. And you might well say, amen, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
First thing I want you to see, notice they took him. Verse 36. They took him, even as he was.
Yeah.
That's right. That'll probably hit you like it did me last night. They took him even as he was.
Yeah.
Some of us, we ain't got it yet. We did it, but we ain't got it yet. I'm going to give a testimony here in a minute. May help you a little bit, I don't know. For Brother James, they took him even as he was. You know, Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. They wasn't ashamed of me.
That's right.
Now, he went to the higher part of the ship, reader, and slept, but they didn't put him there. You know what I mean? He pretty much said, if y'all need me, let me know. I'm over there and take a nap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Joanne?
Amen.
Now, Taven, he might not get this message today, but Taven, things all right till the storm shows up. Then when the storm shows up, you holler out for Mark and Miranda. Hey! I need some help.
That's right.
Somebody help me with this thing, all right? Yeah, you'll figure that out for sure. I'm 65 years old. I'll figure a lot of that stuff out. There'll be a time you'll say, hey, somebody come help me. I can't handle this. Man, I just moved a bunch of stuff. I'm a little bit down in my back. But you know what? I ain't that young man I used to be that could climb the hill and last all day long. Time has made a change. Made a change in me. Amen.
Amen.
Well, they took him. They took him even as he was.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that shame taking me anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember one time, does anybody remember when there was a Burger Queen in Glasgow over by the swimming pools? Anybody remember that?
I
remember one time we went there to eat dinner, Becky. We left Bethel and it'd been a good service, you know, come out. Woo! I mean, come out like that. And we're in the parking lot in the car and we're fighting over where we're going to go eat. That's bad for sure. And somebody said, I want pizza. Somebody said, I want chicken. And you know, I'm sitting there listening to all this. I thought, we just got out of church. I mean, we're having World War III in the car over where we're going to go eat. Well, anyway, we ended up at Burger Queen. I don't know how. I didn't care. I just wanted to go eat somewhere.
That's right.
We got at Burger Queen. And we got our food sitting down at the table. And I'm getting ready to walk my food down like a dog. And my little 8-year-old boy said, Dad, don't we need to turn and thanks? You know, every now and then you need one of those moments.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm scared today to eat anything about turning thanks.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm convinced, buddy. I mean, the ground's been cursed twice.
Yeah, that's right.
God cursed it for Adam's sake, cursed it for Cain's sake, and we eat everything that comes out of the ground. I'm afraid anything got a curse on it.
Amen.
So I want to turn the curse into a blessing. So I say, Lord, thank you for this food before us. Now I ask your blessings on it before I eat it. Bless it to be health to my body.
Yeah.
Bless it, let me know that you're not only giving me something to eat, but you bless me to be able to enjoy it. You know what? I'd be scared today to eat something without turning thanks on. Anyway, we bowed our head there, Becky. I didn't know how to pray. I still don't know much about it. But Brenda, we bowed our heads as a family. And we said, Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you for our family. Ask your blessing on it.
Amen.
We rose our head up, and here's all the people in Burger Queen over there hugging on us, saying, we just got a blessing. Once a family bow their head and turn thanks over their food,
amen.
And these were elderly people, they said, boy, we wish we could see more of that.
Yeah.
Why don't they, amen?
That's right.
I mean, look, they wouldn't be ashamed to have Jesus with them, amen.
That's right. Amen.
Take him with you.
Yeah.
I had a man call me yesterday. That'll work well. I can't tell you his name, but we'll be fine. And he called me up and he said, Eddie, I really enjoyed working with you. You can imagine working with a preacher, what that'd be like.
Right.
He said, I wish I listened to you more. He said, I'm in rehab right now. He said, my wife's left me, took her child and gone. And I said, well, we're going to be praying for you. He said, I need to get with you. I need to hear some more. This time he said, I'll listen better. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty bad.
That's right.
Then my son called me. And he said, Daddy, I'm about to give up. I said, aren't you that little 8-year-old boy that won his drunk daddy over to get to go to the house of God? You'll get what I'm saying here in a minute.
storm's going to come.
Yeah, that's right.
The devil never going to let up. He's short.
Right.
No. Make no mistake about it. He don't want you to get a good report, Karen. Right. He wants you to say, "Lord, the Spirit, agony on me. Where's God? I need Him now."
Yeah.
I mean, Job said, "Oh, well, I knew where I might find Him." Sometimes you get in a storm, you don't know which direction to turn to.
That's right.
Well, listen, they took Him, Brother Mitchell. Right. They wasn't ashamed to have Jesus on board.
No, that's right.
I know the news, they kind of censor all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But every now and then somebody will come out there and they'll say, "Thank the Lord."
Yeah. Right.
We're going to do that more. You know what, Brent?
Yeah.
Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." We say so little, Lord, be against the law. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
But I tell you what, we'll know it abroad. You know, Mark chapter 2, verse 2, they know us at abroad that Jesus was in the house and there was no room to contain them. I'll tell you what, buddy, I mean, they filled that place up and they found out Jesus was in there. They took Him with them. They didn't involve Him, but they had Him. Did you notice there were little ships that followed there in verse 36? Those little ships, they need to see us pray. I was hoping Mark and Miranda would be here this morning. I thought about them when the Lord put this message in my heart. They need to see us pray. Yeah, they need to see us praise. They need to see us practice.
Right.
You know, the Bible said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." In other words, that's just normal.
Yeah.
"Be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Every now and then God says, "Try me and prove me." You know, you got Jesus on board, but you never know exactly what you got until you really need Him.
Right.
And here they were out on the sea, and here they were seasoned sailors, and they didn't even know they needed the Lord, but they had Him on board. Amen.
Amen.
This may not be getting no word with you, but it's doing me some good. It puts a wing in my soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've been sailing with Jesus for 31 wonderful years.
Yeah,
that's right. Only regret I got, I wish I'd gotten in sooner. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir. I'd had any sense at all, I'd have got saved a whole lot younger than 34 years old. That's a late bloomer. But praise God, I did get in. Amen. Yeah. Listen, those little ships, they need to see our faith. They need to see us practice our faith. They need to see us complete with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, reading your Bible, a witness, and telling someone what great things that the Lord done for you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, they took Him. Look at verse 37. Trouble came. There arose a great storm of wind. And not only did trouble come, but it was more trouble than they could handle. Amen. I remember one time, and all I watch is the news. My wife, she says, "That's all you watch." I said, "Honey, there ain't nothing else fit to watch."
Yeah.
But anyway, Brenda,
amen.
I remember I was watching, it was probably Fox News, but anyway, I was watching news one time, and I don't know how they got this on film, but tell you, this black lady opened the door of her house, and when she did, there's a tornado right there on her doorstep. And you know what she did, Mitchell? She said, "Lord Jesus, save me." And that tornado apologized to her and said, "I'm sorry, ma'am," and went to the next house, Carolyn. That was on TV. That was on TV. She opened the door, and I mean, it's full-blown tornado. I mean, there's trees going everywhere and leaves and stuff. And she opened that door, and she said, "Lord Jesus, help me." I'm glad they had it on film.
That's right.
He apologized. That tornado apologized to her and went to the next house. Amen. She said, "Sorry, I got the wrong address." Amen.
Amen.
Been there, done that.
Amen. Hey, I have too. I'm glad she said that.
Right.
Well, I hadn't been saved too long, Brother Mitchell, and I didn't know a whole lot about God. I don't know a whole lot right now. I certainly, my boast is in the Lord, but I certainly can't boast of much in the Lord. I've learned a little since I've been saved. But Brent, I remember one time, and I told my wife, "You stay home, I'll take care of making the money." And she spent more than and I could come up with. So I'm working two jobs. You get what I'm saying? So I'm working night and day. I mean, I'm working at night time and dollars. It wasn't that hard to work. I've done anything, you know what I mean? But I was helping my cousin during the daytime. Well, anyway, I was off this night. And I fell in my head that night, and Becky, the Lord woke me up.
Amen.
Come to my house, woke me up. You know what he said? He said, get up, pray for your home. Now, I didn't have a lot of discernment, I still don't. But I said, Lord, I'll do that in the morning. I went back to sleep. And James, he woke me up again. He said, get up and pray for your home. I was hurting. My back was hurting. I was tired. I wore out.
Right.
I said, Lord, I'll do it in the morning. He woke me up a third time.
Right.
I'm telling you the truth. God's my witness here. He said, get up and pray for your home. I was a little bit in the flesh. But I did get out of bed. It felt like I tore muscles loose getting out of that bed. I just wore out. Now, Danny, it wasn't like I prayed then like I do now. I didn't pray fervently. I went in my little prayer closet and I said, Lord, watch over my home. Went down back in bed, never really thought much about it. The next day, I'm working on that second job. I'm at Lowe's in Glasgow, Kentucky, back when it was over next to Houchins. Right above Houchins, that's where South Central Bank is now.
Right.
Anyway, it was Lowe's back then. I was working there at Lowe's. I'm sitting there putting tillers together. I get $10 for every tiller I put together. And I'm putting tillers together, little old Craftsman tillers. And I saw the sky get a little dark, you know. I thought, well, it's fixing to rain. I thought, I'm going to have to finish this up pretty quick. I'm telling y'all the truth here, so bear with me here. I finished that last tiller up. I got all my tools together. And I walked in the Lowe's. And when I walked in the Lowe's, just as soon as I skirted the door going in, there were sirens and screams. And I'm telling you, buddy, when I looked outside behind me and there were shower stalls and plywood flying through the air, I thought, what the heck is going on? Then the power went out. I went, didn't have a cell phone back here. We probably better off one now. But anyway, I went to pick up the phone. It was dead. I thought, well, ain't nothing I can do here. I'm going home. Got in my car. I never figured out how to get home. There's trees across the road. Man, there was wrecks and stuff. And I finally somehow weaseled my way through Glasgow. And I got to Highway 6880, which was the road we lived on at that time. We lived at 9000 Ibney Road. And the first thing I saw right there by the Glasgow High School before they redone it was the tobacco barn was laying over here in the field over here on the other side of the road. The wind had just took it away. I know they say that hills take the wind out of a tornado and it gets weaker. Well, I'll tell you right now, when I went down in the valley there at Beaver Creek Bridge and come up to the Windy Hill store, it didn't get weaker, it got stronger. Mm-hmm. And the further I went, the worse the carnage was, the more the devastation was. And I'm starting to get closer to home. And it's dawning on me. This thing's falling, this crooked road. It ain't moving. It's going straight toward my house. And finally it dawned on me. My house is probably laying flat. My family's probably been hurt. Well, if that wasn't enough, when I got up there where can't think of the trucking place now. I almost said it right there. Anyway, when I got up there was a single wide trailer laying in the middle of the road. And as getting the man out, I almost said it again. Getting the man out had a broke leg and they slowed him in the ambulance. It's become reality to me now, Jerry, and this thing's not very far from my house, and it's getting worse, not better. And I tell you, I'm crying, I can't see to drive. I mean, I'm telling you, my eyes are like the dam broke, they're flooding, and I'm trying to see to drive. I get to my neighbor's house, Homer, Leoma, Reese. Their front porch laying out there in the front yard. And I'm saying, oh, Lord, please let my home be standing. God's my witness. Y'all listen to Brother Eddie. I know now why he said, get up and pray for your home.
Right. Amen.
We lived on a 2-acre plot of ground.
Yeah.
It was not square, but rectangle.
Right.
There's about an acre square each.
Amen.
This tornado, Brenda, come to our property line and stopped. It did. There was a limb that failed. It should have failed. It needed to been fall for a long time.
Mm.
It come to our property line, stopped. It went left. It went back behind our property and tore that cemetery all to pieces back there. Went all the way around our property and then went on to Edmonton. And when I got home, I realized why you can stand still and see the salvation of God.
Yeah.
I want you to know the reason he woke me up was not that I was so great a prayer warrior, but he wanted a reason to somehow spare my house,
yeah,
to somehow tell that tornado,
amen,
I'm drawing the line and you're not going on this property. I tell you right now, glory to God, the storms will come, but he has his way in the storm and in the whirlwind. Nahum chapter 1 verse 2 and 3 says.
Amen.
You say you went through one too, amen. Lord, did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm not kind of like that black lady. I stand amazed at the grace of God.
That's right.
Hey, listen, these boys here, trouble came. But when troubles come, beloved, if you got Jesus on board, I'm telling you, Jesus told us that in this world we'd have tribulation, John 16:33. But he also said, be a good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world and we're overcomers through him.
Right.
But Peter went so bold as to say, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you. 1 Peter 4 verse number 12. He said, that's just normal. But the troubles are going to come. Make sure you got Jesus on board. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Lord, for sake of time, I'd like to tell about that time. But I was quoting Psalms 23, and I wouldn't quote it for somebody to hear it. I was quoting it because I was fixing to make my next step into eternity. But I know you can just eat so much.
That's right.
I know.
Amen.
You can ruin a good message, put too much in there. But I'm glad, praise God. He's a very present help in trouble,
yes,
Psalms 46, verse 1.
Amen.
God's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I'm glad to have Jesus on board when the trouble comes. I feel sorry for these that sail without Jesus. I feel sorry for these that go out without Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes.
I'm glad to have Jesus on board. Hey, listen. They knew where he was.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But maybe they didn't want to bother him. However, this was a 911 emergency. Don't wait till you're sinking to call for help. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus may have said to them, what took you so long? I'm here for you. You know, I know we kind of laugh at that. But I'm sitting here thinking, even though he's asleep on a pillow and hiding upon a ship, he's sitting there thinking, I wonder how long it's going to take them to realize that they ain't going to make it without me.
That's right.
You know what? I found out that I'm complete in him.
Yeah.
I found out I can do all things through him.
Right.
I found out, praise God, he won't keep one good thing from me. He'll supply all my needs out of his riches and glory.
That's right. He will.
We got more God than we need.
Amen.
He proves himself time and time again.
Yes, he does.
I know we get weary and praising, telling, and singing, and glory to God and all that.
Right.
But boy, if there was one worthy to receive it,
amen,
he's worthy.
Amen.
I tell you what, the world might hate him, but I love him.
Yeah.
I remember hearing Mace Jackson preach one time about the king's coming, about this little girl, this king of this kingdom. He disguised himself and went out in his kingdom to see how much people cared about him, and he didn't have his royal robes on. They said, get out of here, you bum. Oh, went down there and he went to this one house, poor house back in this road, and knocked on the door, and this little old girl answered the door. Here the king was in rags, and she looked at him and she said, Mister, I don't know who you are, but I love you. And the father said, we ain't got room for him. She said, he can have my room. He said, we ain't got nothing to give him to eat. She said, he can have my food. King went home.
Hey.
Woo!
Right.
Changed his apparel. He said, I want my best robe.
Yeah.
I want my best horses.
Amen.
Pulled up at that house, right. Mitchell. They scared to death. The king's right. Pulled up. They thought they'd done something wrong. The king goes up there and knocks on the door. They're afraid to answer the door.
Right.
That little girl come to the room. The king got down and said, honey, look into my eyes. She said,
hey.
She said, before he's a beggar, he's the king now.
Right.
You know what he did? He said, y'all come and live with me. One of these days, praise God, we're going to live with him. Amen.
Right.
But listen, they underestimated who they had on board. He probably said, what took you so long, boys? I could have stopped this a long time ago. But it's only when you're going down. When you say, Lord, I need some help. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's verse 38. They blamed him.
Yeah.
Look at that.
not that we perish?
Yeah.
They blaming him. You know, Job, the Bible said he didn't charge God foolishly. Well, they did. They said, you don't even care that we're perishing, Lord. Yeah. Lord said, I just wonder what it's going to take. Y'all realize you needed me to help you. You can't sail without Jesus. A lot of us think we can. I was at Wood Carroll. Charles Johnson, the Revivalist, wrote that song. I can't even walk without him holding my hand out to their song. Is. But most of us are guilty of trying to go through this life and not only not involve Jesus, but not even bother Jesus, not even say, Lord, I need some help with my son. I need some help with my daughter. I need some help with my wife. I need some help with my job. I need some help with my health. I mean, God said, I'm here for you. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things that you know not. Jeremiah 33:3.
Right.
Amen.
Took him a while, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know what? They finally got the pride out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
They finally got down humble enough, Rita, to say, Jesus, I need some help.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I'm glad he's willing to help.
Yeah.
Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
You'll find rest under your soul.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He said, my burden is light, my yoke is easy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, we'll go everywhere but to him.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember one time hearing about a woman who went to a doctor. This is secondhand. My pastor told this, brother, but I'll tell it like he told me. He said this woman went to a doctor, and the doctor called her in his office, and he said, ma'am, he said, we tried every procedure known to man. We've tried all the medicine that science offers. He said, I only know one thing left. She said, oh my God, what's that? He said, we need to pray. She said, has it come to that? Well, that's really us.
Yeah, that's right.
When it does come to that,
yes, it is.
Make sure you got Jesus on board.
That's right. Amen.
Are those not practicing physicians?
Right.
Yeah.
Are they not limited?
Yeah, they are.
He said he's the great physician.
That's right.
Matter of fact, he healed them all.
That's right. Healed them all.
Fed them all.
That's right. Amen.
But. They blamed him. Don't you care? We're singing. Hello. Peter, all he said was, Lord, save me. 3 words.
Yeah.
Matthew 14:30. 3 words. Now, it wasn't like he had time to pray the pretty prayer.
That's right.
He's singing.
Right.
You know what? He said, Lord, save me. Next word is immediately.
That's right.
I tell you, we've got all that we need. He's our all in all.
Yes,
that's right.
He's able to carry us through the valley.
Exactly.
He's able to get us over the hill.
Right.
He's able to sustain us. He's able to encourage us. He's able to strengthen us. I'm telling you. David, even though he's been persecuted for no reason at all, he just bragged on the help of God. He said, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen.
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 They blamed him. You know what? He wasted no time delivering them from this storm, verse 39. And did you notice that great calm? They didn't even have to go through the storm.
No, that's right.
They were just in school learning.
Right.
You know, Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus?
Yeah.
His wife said, have thou nothing to do with that just man. She said, I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him. My pastor preached a message one time called Mission Impossible. That's trying to have nothing to do with Jesus. Brother James, he's either going to be our Savior or he's going to be our judge.
Yeah.
Somebody said, a loving God won't send me to hell. That's right. He stood between me and hell for 34 years.
That's right.
He's the only reason I didn't make it.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you read John chapter 5, verse 30, he don't mention his words.
That's right.
He said, I by myself can do nothing. As I see, I judge.
Yeah.
God said in Exodus, he said, put the blood on
on the door.
Yeah.
And he said, when I see the blood.
That's right.
I'm glad, praise God, my sins on the blood.
Yeah.
I stopped to get some gas yesterday, going out to get a gooseneck hitch. I bought a gooseneck trailer yesterday. I ain't got no explanation for some of my stupid things, but anyway, I bought a gooseneck trailer. I only have a gooseneck, so somebody advertised a gooseneck hitch, so I went out there to get it. I wasn't installing up through a truck, two men putting it in there for me. Anyways, I went out there. I stopped at this filling station right there next to Cullen Parkway to get some gas. And when I went in, I don't know if I wanted to say his name or not, but a brother of the Lord, saved man, been out of church for a while. When I saw him, I had to take a second look. And I had to say, is that you? I called his name. He stuck his hand out and he said, that's me. Well, I could tell just by observing, he'd been better off staying in the house of God.
That's right.
I seen a girl married to my cousin. I'm going to guess she weighed 60 pounds. Maybe not even that much. Mm-hmm. You know what, Becky? I said, is that you? I could name these people, but I won't. She said, yes, me, brother.
Amen.
She said, pray for me. She said, I'm coughing up hollows. I'm sitting there thinking it'd been better off. Stay in the house of God. You see what I mean?
Right.
Boy, I tell you what, I can't find no fault in him. Man, he puts up with me.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I love him for doing that. When I deserve a bolt of lightning, he just gives me love.
Yes.
When I do something wrong, he just says, hey, I still love you, boy.
Right.
You know, the Bible said, my little child out of wood, did you sin not? But if you do, that should be in there. We have an advocate with the Father,
yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ. I got a good lawyer.
Amen.
But I tell you what, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Have you ever been to Walmart and maybe bought something and forgotten left it on the counter, got home, realized you forgot it? Did you go back and get it? You know what I mean? It belonged to you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming back. He purchased the church with his own blood.
Yeah,
he's coming back for it. Amen.
Yeah,
hey, when he comes back, I'm leaving out.
Right.
Amen.
There you go,
man, praise God. No more back pain.
Yeah.
Hey, no more glasses. Glory to God. Hey, no more glasses around. Amen. I'm telling you, he comes back. I'm leaving out. Amen. I'm telling you, hallelujah. I ain't looking back like Lot's wife. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. When he shows up, I'm leaving out. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm kind of like John. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly, buddy, I'll tell you. Oh my, he wasted no time delivering them from that storm. You see that great calm? Then like any good Baptist, they wondered how he was able to do what they could in verse 41. And they doubted. Now look, doubting, we shouldn't do it, but we do.
Yeah, we do.
We say, was that really the Lord or was that just me? Ain't that something? Y'all don't look at me like a cat. Look at me, new kid. We've all done it.
Yeah, that's right.
This week, Monday morning, I bought a skid steer for $500. I got down and I said, Lord, would you help me sell that skid steer today and the phone room? And God said, I'd like to come out there and look at that skid steer you got. I said, well, come on. You come out there, Brendan. I got a price of $4,000. I ain't stupid. I know it was worth. I can't help it. I got it for $500.
Amen.
He said, I'll give you $3,000 for it right now. And I said, hey, I said $3,500, baby, not no $3,000. Back in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, what'd you pray for, boy?
Yeah.
I said, how about $3,200? He said, I got $3,000 right now. I said, okay. I might look like a fool. I might act like a fool, but I ain't a big fool that I look like and act like.
Amen.
I slipped my hand out. He put that $3,000 in my hand. He got to look around. He bought $1,000 more stuff. I said, thank you, Lord. Got rid of all my junk.
Yeah.
I got one more of that skid steer all in all. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? We underestimate our God.
That's right.
He said, try me and prove me. When's the last time we've done that?
Yeah.
Right.
He said, call upon me.
Right.
He said, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
I'll tell anybody. There's a great lesson here.
That's right. Amen.
Don't wait till you're sinking. Sometimes I just pray, Brent, and I say, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do.
Thank you for
loving me. Thank you
for dying for me. You know, all this criticism in this world. If you ain't careful, it'll take its toll on you.
That's right.
That's why you need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep them on Brother Eddie.
Right.
Lord. Don't keep them on the Baptist church. Mm-hmm. You keep them either on the Word of God or keep them on Jesus. Either one of them things too, they'll sting you.
That's right.
They won't discourage you.
Amen.
It ain't nothing worse than I thought he was a Christian. I thought she was a Christian. Look, they're going to disappoint you.
That's right.
But you're never going to be disappointed in him.
That's right.
Just keep your eyes on him.
You
keep your eyes in the book.
Amen.
Keep your feet on the road called straight. Stay in church.
No.
Won't be long.
That's right.
We'll get to the other side.
Amen.
You know what, Mitchell? They made it to the other side.
That's right. Amen.
I ain't made it to the other side yet, but I'm going. Amen.
Looking for that match again.
I get a conviction about voting. You know what Webster's dictionary? Noah Webster's dictionary says about voting. You know what it says? Let's see. It's our solemn duty to God. Well, it changed a lot of things, don't
you? Yeah, it does. Amen.
To vote. That's Noah. I heard Melvin Simpson mention on the radio. Noah Webster said about voting that it's our solemn duty to God to vote.
Amen.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Don't throw your vote away.
No, I mean,
you might have to go in like this. Do this again.
Right.
Just say, God hit my finger, hit right one. Sometimes, you know, I wonder. Only reason I voted for Trump is because he's vice president, but I have to admit, they're both doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Considering what's been thrown against them, amen.
Right.
But I couldn't vote for the other. It wasn't a lesser of two evils. It's just for conscience sake. I couldn't live with myself. I can't help it. But anyway, look here. He wasted no time. And immediately, buddy, I mean, he jumped up. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
Mm-hmm.
And they feared exceedingly and said one to another. This is good Baptist gossip right here.
Yeah.
What manner of man is this that the wind and the sea obey him?
Mm.
If you got Jesus on board, you're going to make it to the other side.
That's right. Amen.
If you don't have Jesus on board, no hope.
That's right.
No help.
You're in trouble.
No heaven. Don't sail without him.
Right.
This old boy glad I got Jesus on board.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to get me a new sticker for the back of my truck. Jesus died for you. Surely you can live for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Father, we thank you for this message today.
Yeah.
I'm just a messenger boy. I confess it. These people may not know it, but all I do is deliver. You put the message, Father, in my heart. You told Jonah to go to that great city, Nineveh, and you told him to preach the preaching you bid him to preach. And when he delivered your message, Lord, Nineveh repented. Lord, America, get worse than Nineveh. And I'm so glad that you haven't changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Your word hadn't changed. You settled it in the heavens. You magnified it above all your name. You commanded to 1,000 generations. You said, well, to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. You said, men ought not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord, help us, I pray, in these Laodicean last days, Lord, to be examples of the believer in word and deed. May people take note we've been with Jesus. May all the praise and all the glory be the reward of your suffering, and Lord, be to your honor. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Like this, everybody stand, like this, Sister Sharon. Get a Brother Jerry, please, to sing a verse, invitational hymn. If you got Jesus on board, you ought to say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus on board, old Brother Eddie, I can help you. I can't do nothing but like a compass point you to him. But praise God, he's ready right now and willing right now to take his rightful place.
Yeah.